T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning. Light rain now and 40 degrees. A teen is under arrest after 8 people were injured during a shooting at the Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Friday. All the victims are expected to survive. Police Chief Barry Weber updated the situation Sunday.
Wauwatosa Police Department is pleased to announce the arrest of a 15-year-old Hispanic male connection with the shooting at Mayfair Mall. The suspected firearm used in the incident was also recovered at the scene of the arrest.
Police have arrested an Arkansas City man, and that was early Saturday morning. This in connection with a fatal shooting on Friday night.
40-year-old James Lyle Clark was arrested on suspicion of one count of felony second-degree murder and was booked into the Cowley County Jail in Winfield without bond. Officers responded just after 9:30 p.m. Friday to the intersection of Madison Avenue and the U.S. 77 bypass for a report of a shooting. They found 38-year-old Samuel Hutton of Arkansas City in a vehicle suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to the South Central Kansas Medical Center, where he later died. Police identified Clark as a suspect in the shooting, which they determined had occurred at his residence in the 1300 block of South A Street in southeast Arkansas City. Clark was located and arrested without incident east of town. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The results of an investigation into Kansas Representative Michael Capps have been referred to the Kansas Attorney General's office.
Sedgwick County DA Mark Bennett sent the results of his investigation to be assessed as to whether or not to take any further action over an alleged allegation to cover up involvement in a political ad critical of then Wichita mayoral candidate Brandon Whipple. A lawsuit from Whipple accuses Capps, former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, and Wichita City Councilman James Clendenin of taking part in creating the ad. Whipple won the election and added their names to his lawsuit almost a year later. County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell resigned last week after Bennett concluded there was sufficient evidence to begin ouster proceedings. Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin was also interviewed again, and the district attorney's office plans to release that information next week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The pandemic continues, cases surging, and hospitalizations on the steady increase. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The country is approaching an average of 200,000 new infections a day as the U.S. adds 1.2 million more cases in the last week alone. But help could be on the way soon as Pfizer awaits emergency approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are preparing for an almost immediate rollout. The White House task force said the U.S. will ship millions of doses of the vaccine within 24 hours if the FDA grants emergency use authorization. Healthcare workers, nursing homes, and those with serious medical conditions are expected to be among the first to receive the vaccine.
The biotech company Moderna is another front runner to produce an effective vaccine. It's also expected to apply soon for FDA emergency authorization.
Gasoline prices continue to slide. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us where things stand right now.
Gasoline prices are still slipping, but this time just one penny in the past 2 weeks. The new price is $2.18. It would have been more than a dime, I believe, if not for higher crude oil prices in the same period.
Lundberg says crude oil prices rose due to excitement over a potential coronavirus vaccine. Baton Rouge has the lowest price per gallon at $1.73. San Francisco is the highest individual market at $3.33 per gallon. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture increases from the south, we have widespread clouds, and that will lead to a few scattered showers here at mid-morning. Today, breezy with a high 49. A near steady temperature overnight, our low in the upper 40s, then rain and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow. Tuesday's high 58. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny and 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. And 40 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward here on a Monday morning. Ted?
Yes, a new Christmas film from a country music icon is being released on Netflix.
Dolly Parton's new Netflix film, Christmas on the Square, is here to get you in the holiday mood. Dolly plays an angel sent to help a rich Scrooge, played by Christine Baranski, to find some joy at Christmas time.
You find that light and it will lead you to the part of you you lost.
What might that be?
The part that can be happy.
It also stars Jennifer Lewis and Treat Williams, with choreography by Debbie Allen. The film was shot in Atlanta during the summer of 2019 and features 14 new songs, all written by Dolly. Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square is available for streaming on Netflix today. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An artist defends a casting decision for her upcoming film amid some backlash.
Singer Sia under fire for casting her longtime collaborator Matty Ziegler to play a special needs teen who communicates with a machine in the upcoming flick Music, which she directs.
I am happy.
Hey.
The National Autism Society tweets, Sia has got this one wrong. There are so many talented autistic actors out there. Another posts, she should know better than to allow able-bodied performers to represent those with special needs. Sia claims she hired actors with autism, alleging they found it stressful, tweeting, she believes the film will create more good than harm. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A collection of Bob Dylan's songs and other writings sold at auction.
An American music legend once told a friend in 1971 that, quote, a lot of people are under the impression that Jews are just moneylenders and merchants, end of quote. And that is what prompted Robert Zimmerman to change his name to Bob Dylan. Musings like that, along with a treasure trove of Dylan documents, including unpublished song lyrics, sold at auction this past Thursday for nearly $500,000. Boston-based RR Auctions handled the sale and says the collection once belonged to the late American blues artist Robert Glover, a close friend and confidant of Mr. Dylan. Most of the key pieces of the collection went to an unidentified bidder. In addition to being a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
An icon of the 1980s television, calling it a career, citing his decades-long battle against a debilitating illness.
In his upcoming memoir called No Time Like the Future, Michael J. Fox writing, quote, there is a time for everything, and my time of putting in a 12-hour workday and memorizing 7 pages of dialogue is best behind me. Adding, quote, at least for now, I enter a second retirement. That could change because everything changes, but if this is the end of my acting career, so be it. Fox says that his decision stems from the symptoms of his ongoing battle with Parkinson's disease, including memory loss and delusions. Fox remains optimistic, however, saying that when he was diagnosed back in 1991, a doctor told him that he wouldn't be able to act in 10 years. Fox proved him wrong by acting for nearly 30 more years and 7 Emmy nominations. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
The governor of New York is getting an honorary Emmy.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will receive this year's International Emmy Founders Award in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 crisis, according to the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. In a statement, the Academy president said the governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure. The governor said of the honor,
but I considered them joint performances.
Joking that it was his response to questions that enhanced his performance at the news conferences. As of this month, New York State has reported more than 33,000 deaths. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Does that seem like a stretch to you or incredibly inappropriate or almost tone deaf?
Questionable.
What's happening? A major movie theater chain is hoping an infusion of cash will keep it in business.
Cineworld Group, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is in talks for a rescue package to get through pandemic shutdowns. The Wall Street Journal says Cineworld is working on financing so it can avoid filing for protection from creditors. Another proposal would have British-based Cineworld filing for the equivalency of bankruptcy protection in the UK with a loan to carry it through reorganizing. Cineworld closed all of its U.S. theaters last month after reopening in August. It is the second largest movie theater company in the world and has more than 500 locations in the U.S. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Of course, Regal operates the Warren Theaters in the Wichita area, which remain closed as of now. The new Wonder Woman film will get a full theatrical release, but not here.
Well, U.S. moviegoers will have to settle for watching Wonder Woman 1984 on HBO Max. China movie fans will get the full theatrical treatment. Warner Brothers announced that the film will be in all movie theaters in China December 18th.
Nothing good is born from lies.
The Gal Gadot-led film will be the first major Hollywood film to hit Chinese movie theaters since Mulan September 11th. The first time around in 2017, Wonder Woman earned $90.5 million. China's movie business is booming thanks in part to its effective suppression of the virus. It has overtaken the U.S. in movie ticket sales for the first time ever. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Not great. So China.
Everything okay in China.
Yeah.
That's good.
But not here.
No, not here.
All right. This song.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's elementary.
Sung by?
It's gonna be.
Lynn Berry.
Lynn Berry.
Had a big hit with this song in 1965.
Yep.
Lynn Berry has passed at the age of 78.
Oh.
Died earlier this month. Bone marrow disease.
Yeah.
Berry was the singer with the Dovells. They had a number two hit in 1961 with the Bristol Stomp.
Oh, the Bristol Stomp, yeah.
And then a couple years later had another top five hit with You Can't Sit Down. Berry then left the Dovells over creative differences. Became a solo artist. And this song right here, 1, 2, 3, is not a number one hit, but it hit number two on the charts. Berry once said the song was about interracial relations being as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
There you go. 1, 2, 3. Lynn Berry has passed at the age of 78.
Yeah.
We'd look back 60 years ago on this day, the release of the Elvis Presley movie, G.I. Blues. Musical comedy film starring Elvis, Juliet Prowse. Some pre-production scenery was shot on location in Germany before Elvis got out of the army.
Yeah.
This was the big deal because it was Elvis's kind of return to the world of entertainment after spending 2 years in the army over in Europe.
Yes.
And it was a big deal. Originally, Michael Curtiz was supposed to direct this movie.
Really?
Of course, he did an Elvis movie. What? King Creole.
Oh. Okay.
But among the actresses they were testing for the lady part, Dolores Hart, Ursula Andress tested for it, didn't get it before they decided on Juliet Prowse. Film was very popular, 14th biggest box office grossing film of the year, generating more than $4 million in profits. 60 years ago on this day, the Elvis movie G.I. Blues hit Wichita movie theaters. And we flash back to the world of music 50 years ago on this day. This song,
there,
My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, was released 50 years ago on this day. Harrison's first as a solo artist, it topped music charts worldwide. Huge, huge hit in 1970. First number one single by an ex-Beatle. Harrison originally gave the song away to Billy Preston to record. This version, which Harrison co-produced, was huge. And of course then he got sued because they said the chords were too much like He's So Fine by the chiffons.
Yeah. This song was very popular when I first started working at KEYN Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember every morning this was a song while I was compiling the news.
There you go.
Great song.
George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. It was released 50 years ago on this day. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's not too hard to figure out what they do. They repair and service appliances, and they do a great job. Call Terry if you need an appointment for an appliance. They'll get it fixed up. The phone number is 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Local lodging company expanding. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal to tell us about it. It's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.